This show rocks.
Sorry, who was that, Willie? Zipper.
Yeah, that was Zipper.
It's I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers definitely listened to that band before they decided to make the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, they wish.
I think they did.
I think they were listening to Chet Baker records.
I don't know.
That was Bullets by Zipper.
Yeah.
With Psyche. Psyche there. Psyche Cole.
But so they made Zipper when they came back, like, they were, again, he was of draft age and he was kind of frustrated with the music business. Him and Tootie, Fred and Tootie, they moved to the Yukon and they had two kids at the time and they homesteaded for a year up in Alaska because, like, you know, he didn't want to go to war. He had a couple of kids. They were like, fuck it, let's just go do a bit of wholesome country living. And so they homesteaded for a year up there, came back. Fred unsuccessfully secured a record deal in Los Angeles, and then after that they settled in Portland, and that's when he opened up the music shop, Captain Whiz Eagles, and he formed Zipper.
Did you say Captain Whiz Eagles?
Captain Whiz Eagles, yeah, it was his record shop. I actually have a bag. A friend of mine wrote me a letter. He went to Portland and went to their new record store. What was his? The guitar shop. Oh yeah, and God asked him for a bag, and he gave him an old bag from the old shop. So I've got a bag at home
tonight. What a name.
But I was fascinated at the fact that they were into the homesteading and stuff. I'd be into making a few of my own pickles and relishes and things like that. So I've bought you a couple of things today, Derek, since you had us over for dinner and stuff. Here I have a jar of pickled fern shoots. I made these earlier in the year. You can rip
Jesus,
into them.
That is the most vegetarian thing I think I've ever been given.
Try them if you like. And I also have these. They're pickled nasturtium seeds. Sometimes Jesus. They're called the poor man's capers. They're quite tasty.
Jesus. Well, thank you very much. What was the first one?
They're pickled fern shoots. They're a little bit like asparagus or something. Jeez. Rip into them there. Try them. Tell us what you think.
I might do that.
I'm interested to see what you make of them.
Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, eat one during the next track, and you can do a review afterwards, right?
All right.
So what's up next, Willie?
I think we'll keep along the psych route.
Yeah.
With Fred Cole, I think you go for a bit of lollipop shop.
Oh, the lollipop shop. Go on. What's the track code?
You must be a witch.
You must be a witch.
You must be a witch.
I don't need your love. a new way. Computerized, digitized, money markets, mechanized, internet powered. Infected by the needy, neglected by the greedy. Out of chaos, blood loss, pickle bag and debutante, looking for a freebie.
I saw them was New Plymouth White Hart Hotel. It was just a very, very intense, dynamic rock and roll show. Bang, Dead Moon. Well, Unknown Factor. Live, it just took off. It was something super, super special. Even the slow songs were rocking and magic, and the rocking songs were just way over the top. And it was just a perfect, perfect night out, I guess. When you feel like invincible and the world's your oyster, it's one of those nights. They set up nice and quick, too. There was none of this big, long delay, you know? And it was just like these very friendly people who you met for the first time on that afternoon were suddenly like your best friends, and everyone was getting on fine, and the vibe was good, and the drummer down the front, and the bloody whiskey bottle, and, you know, the candle being lit, and the whole sort of camaraderie they had between each other. And with the audience by that stage, you know? They were just like, it's like they'd been there forever already. Like they were part of the family, you know? There was, and probably still is, a sort of rock and roll spirit in New Plymouth. And they were here at the right time, right place, and they were just the right, they just had the right feel. They just, you know, fitted in extremely well, I guess. Maybe it was the mushrooms. Maybe it was Andrew liking the mushrooms. Who knows what it was? The two or three times I've been here, Fred sort of said one day, he says, hey, you guys have got an ocean. He didn't even realize we were on the coast. You know, like I told him, we'd been there a while. But togetherness, they were the punk rock version of Paul and Linda McCartney. Together all the time. Wouldn't it be great to have a relationship like that?
Fred had the Dead Moon tattoo on his face. What a commitment for a white guy who wasn't a gang member to have a tattoo on his face.
My name is Eric Isaacson, and I run Mississippi Records, which is the record label that reissues Dead Moon records in the current age. And I'm also one of the many archivists around the world who archives the works of Fred and Tootie Cole. I think that Dead Moon are probably the most important group to ever come out of Portland. The reality of Portland culture and everybody here, Fred and Tootie are kind of, and Dead Moon are just the biggest inspiration for sort of the music scene as we know it. You know, they were DIY before anyone even knew what that meant. They were the first people to have their own record label in town, and that was a revelation to people around here to just start your own little label and make your own records. And really, they just had such a long career and so many live shows and were so inspiring to everybody here so consistently that I can safely say that they had the most cultural impact on Portland. Like, I think if there was ever, you know, an apocalypse and Portland was leveled to the ground and future alien scientists or archaeologists came to look at the ruins of Portland, they would find the Dead Moon symbol everywhere, all over the town, and they'd be wondering, like, what is this? This must be the leaders of the culture of the city, is whoever this insignia of a moon with a skull on it must be very meaningful, because it's everywhere. It's even on the tattoos of half the kids around this town these days.
That was a bit of banter of a New Zealand radio show. It was on Radio New Zealand. We don't want to steal too much of it because they'll probably sue us for copyright or some shit.
Good luck.
But yeah, so we've played like 18 songs, and I think actually only three of them have even been Dead Moon songs, which like we can't use up all the rarities first, because then we'll just run out and then it's just solid Dead Moon. Because like there's heaps of this candle left. I think we're going to be here a while, lads. You have to work tomorrow, Derek? I don't know.
If the power goes out, we are sorted.
Call in, man. Call in sick. Fuck.
Shadows of the Night there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We played another song.
Shadows of the Night from Dead Moon.
Yeah, we just played it for the interview.
Oh, right. So you want to play another Dead Moon one now, or is another one? What do you have?
So, all you guys talking, how about some of the people that have a mic in their hand talk?
Going South, 13 Going on 21, I Hate the Blues, all great tracks off Strange Pray Tell. We already played Fire in the Western World. That whole album is just very
What good. Are we talking about while the songs are going on if we're so unprepared when the songs are not on? I know. We should just leave the mic on and just talk about Dead Moon for like an hour and a half.
We've been talking about like the economic development in Portland, Oregon in the early to mid-90s.
But how was the pickled fern shoots, Derek? I never got the review of it.
The pickled fern shoots, they're very nice, very nice. I'd like to know what's in your pickling liquid.
There's apple cider vinegar, coriander. Jeez, I can't give you the whole recipe. Everyone will love my idea.
You just got to leave one thing out.
And you're going for the nasturtium seeds now, the poor man's capers. How do you rate them? What's... You're chewing.
Poor Man's Capers is probably a pretty good name for him, yeah.
They're quite spicy, aren't they?
No, your picklings, I only pickle jalapenos.
Oh yeah.
So it's loads of sugar and vinegar and I just stick, every time I get peppers, just cut them up, stick them in there. So everything's spicy. I put a bunch of onions in there last week. They were spicy. It was great.
Nice.
But those, I'd give them both 9 out of 10.
Amazing.
Yeah, oh yeah. So, are we going to play music again?
Yeah, what's up next?
Have we picked something? I don't know if we picked
anything. I think Willie's picked up a beer.
But yeah, Willie's in charge.
13 going on 21.
Off the wonderful Strange Pray Tell album.
Thank you. green wide. Don't you think we're no by now? A foul and plagued our future cries from what you handed down. We can't explain the distant crash. Hard to order feels 13 going up 21. We're learning by watching you. Going our way. Going our way. Going our way.
Since I was a youngster crowing, I've been listening to them Texas songs. It seems like according to every songwriter, if you ain't Texan, you don't belong. Now I admit I have considered moving from my home port just to see what is so outrageous about the state they call the country's heart. Well, now I ain't been east of Phoenix, south of the Dixon line, but I'm proud to say out of the USA, I'm from Oregon. Now, I do get rather offended being from Oregon. Because if Texas is the heart of the country, then which end are we on? I know it's depressing when it rains 9 months out of 12. But the trees are green and the air is clean. I don't want to live nowhere else. And now I ain't been east of Phoenix or south of the Dixon line. Proud to say out of the USA, I'm from Oregon. Where am I from? Oregon! You betcha! If you're talking about country and western, western is the Pacific coast. If that ain't talking about Oregon, I don't know nothing else that comes that close. I mean, how many Hawaiian cowboys are singing about the Maui sands? Or hula girls on horseback surfing down the Rio Grande? Well, now or south of the Dixon line, but I'm proud to say out of the USA, I'm from Oregon. Hey Jeff, have you ever been to Dallas?
Dallas, Oregon.
No man, I'm talking about like Dallas, Texas.
Nah, I never want to go there.
How about Amarillo?
Amarillo sounds like a Camarillo Brillo.
Kevin, have you been to the Alamo?
Hell no.
How about the Red River Valley?
Red River Valley? Nah.
Hey, come on, I know you guys have been somewhere.
We've been to Oregon.
We've been to Oregon. We like it here.
Well, hell, we don't need to leave, man. This place is all right.
I like it. It's fine.
Yeah, well, we got some problems here, but we're going to get rid of that. We're going to get rid of some of them problems, I hope.
Yeah.
It's pretty good being here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to stay. We're
yeah.
Okay.
Oregon.
Oregon's right. Cool, Oregon's man. Day number one. All right.
Okay. a fight. 54-40 a fight. 54-40 a fight. All right. I'm feeling in my guts. Can you see me that I had in there? Everybody shut me off, man. I'm over the edge. I got a time bomb kicking inside. Fire burning in my eyes. Nowhere to run, nowhere to turn. I got a meeting deep down on my soul. A nerve going out of control. A panic in here. Can't take anymore. 54-40 a fight. 54-40 a fight. 54-40 a fight. All right. Something more than I was before. Feeling the crash, catching the fall. I got a train driving through my head. People burning in my bed. A telephone ring, nobody get on the line. I said 54-40 a fight. 54-40 a fight. 54-40 a fight. All right! Let's go! Gotta run, get a job. I had it to hear. Can't take it anymore.
Live track of 54-40 or fight, and I love that recording, like that whole record, because like I think it captures how like just the total power and energy of them live,
Yeah, it would have been like I was just saying to Willie, like the X-Ray Cafe was literally as big as the room that you're sitting in, like it was tiny, and they never played all ages venues, and X-Ray was an all ages venue. They only played bars, like that's why I never saw them in the early 90s, because I wasn't 21. You couldn't, they played Satyricon, they played downtown. All the other bands played like out of, it wasn't Mississippi at the time, but like out Hawthorne and out in the kind of outer ring neighborhoods, that's where all the venues were. But Dead Moon always played downtown. And if speaking of the X-Ray, there is a great documentary on the X-Ray, which I'll link on the show. It's in three parts. It's great. But you were saying something about documentaries as well.
There's a fantastic documentary about Dead Moon called Unknown Passage. It's great if you haven't seen it. It just follows them around. And just kind of like shows the ways they go on the road. And like, you know, they just like, they drive the van. They do everything. They're so DIY. They like keep driving the van until the tires are bald. They get there. They rock the gig. They go to the all-night casino. They gamble and drink until it's time to just get in the van and, well, they did, and drive to the next show. But, yeah, the documentary shows all that, and then it shows, like, their house, which is so nice, and they built out of, like, all this, like, scrap, like, doors, old doors, and, like, it's really nice. And what else? You guys have seen the – have you seen the documentary? You guys have seen the documentary.
I have not seen the documentary.
Yeah, the original Captain Whiz Eagle sign – from their first shop is part of the ceiling, like in their living room and stuff. It's just, yeah, it's cool.
They lifers, total lifers.
Yeah, it's just an extension of the art, man.
But there's a bit in the documentary where their mate has given them some tobacco seeds, and he's saying, "Oh, Fred, how was them tobacco seeds that I gave you?" But you know what? I actually had to go at growing my own tobacco. And Derek, here's a few seeds that they produced. There you go. It's a gift for you.
I can confirm that you just gave me tobacco seeds.
They grow quite well in Ireland. They used to farm it in Meath, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Tara has just joined us. You missed Cameron earlier was giving everyone samples of his shoots. What are they? Pickled fern shoots. They're delicious. But didn't she used to work at the bar where Dead Moon used to drink?
I did, a long, long time, a lifetime ago. The Rialto in Portland.
Did you ever meet him?
I would have served them drinks, but I don't remember. It was a bit of a haze myself.
The whole thing. Is that where you guys met, in the haze?
Derek met in the haze, yeah.
It was also haze, yeah.
Have you got any good Dead Moon stories from Portland?
Zero Dead Moon.
You don't even want to get into this fucking ring, Tar. These are... don't...
Cultists.
Back away.
All right, so I think we're going to play another song off this same live album, the What a Way to See the Old Girl Go, live at X-Ray Cafe.
Have you been paying attention at all?
My memory is not, you know, what it used to be. All I can remember is weird facts about Dead Moon, but this is not one of them. And
do you know what? Yeah. We forgot to introduce the track that just played before the last one.
Yeah.
That was the Western Front with Oregon. The Western Front was a band that came where when the Rats broke up, they were like, "Great, let's do a country and western band." And they made the Western Front, and they released two singles, only four songs. That was one of them, Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon. Emphasis on the gun.
Yeah. If you say Oregon, you're going to be shown the door.
You'll be shown some herbs.
How would you say Oregon? Oregon.
Oregon. It's not Oregon. We will kick you out of the state if you say that.
Live by the Oregon, die by the Oregon.
So yeah. Oh, sorry. Go
ahead. No. I was just going to say, are you going to play a tune?
Yeah, like I was saying, we're going to play another one off this live album, and this starts off great because this is where they got the title for the album. What a Way to See the Old Girl Go. Is what Tootie says before they start this particular song in dedication to the venue. So, yeah, another tune.
Toot.
A good party. What a way to see the old girl go.
It's okay. tomorrow. This is my plea, this is my need, and my time for standing free. This is my step, this is my death, and I work.
Riding up the canyon, coming through the draw. 15 cowboys wearing Mackinaws. Longhorn thunder beating down the sage. Just ahead of danger, there's a panic on the range. With a ki-ya, yippee, yippee, ya-ya, yippee, yippee, ki-ya, yippee, ya-ya. River Valley to the old Chisholm Trail, staring at the fires while the story's being told. About 15 cowboys on a cattle drive home. When the hood started pounding, you could hear the moans. In the cow-ya, yippee, yippee, ya-ya, yippee, yippee, cow-ya, yippee, ya-ya. Cow-ya, yippee, yippee, ya-ya, yippee, yippee, cow-ya, yippee, ya-ya. Thunderstorm, lightning started crackling, and the trail boss swore, "They're looking real spooky. I'm taking a lead." Then a Winchester fired, and someone yelled, "Stampede!" Ki-ya, yippee, yippee, ya-ya, yippee, yippee, ki-ya, yippee, ya-ya. Ki-ya, yippee, yippee, ya-ya, yippee, yippee, ki-ya, yippee, ya-ya.
There was another track from the Western Front, the country and western band.
It's not totally country and western, though.
From about 1985. It's a little bit surf.
More western.
Yeah.
What was the song called, Willie?
Stampede.
Yeah. Yippee-yo-yo-yo-k-e.
All right, what's coming up next?
What's next, Willie?
Actually, where are we in the... how long are we into this whole venture, Willie?
We are 1 hour, 1 minute, and 49 seconds.
Oh, Jesus. That's a long minute.
1 hour, 1 minute, and 49 seconds.
All right, well, this is The Show Rocks Radioactive International. We are here with Willie, Natalia, Cameron, Tara, Melanie, Rooster, and Pixie.
What about Natalia?
I said Natalia.
All right.
You're just trying to catch everyone out for being less of a super fan.
For anyone who's just tuned in and isn't sure what the show is about yet, we're doing a special based on Dead Moon and Dead Moon related bands and projects and general chat. And I don't know.
So what do we have next, Willie?
Well, I'm going to put it out to the floor, you know? Pick anything you like.
Oh, I see.
Any project? Well, Dead Moon, Fred Cole, Tootie Cole, Andrew. We haven't had any Kelly yet. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Kelly, well, I'll just Kelly, who's the who was the drummer from Pierced Arrows?
Yeah, the drummer from Pierced Arrows, Kelly.
We did have he was
in a few punk bands like Severed Head Estate and Defiance and stuff like that.
Resist and all that, yeah. I'll play
and
a bit of Defiance.
He ended up doing Pierced Arrows with Fred and Tootie. But the thing about Kelly's dad is he used to play in a band with Fred.
Yeah.
When he was, like, back in the day. It was called Albatross. And I tried to find something of them, but another band came up. I don't think it's the same band. But the other Albatross is good anyway. And the record was going for big money on Discogs, but it's not Dead Moon related. But that's mad, isn't it? He got to he was like playing with Kelly's father, then he played with him.
Yeah, and he's
rock and roll family.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this is Kelly's band. He plays the bass in this, and they are sadly just finished up for reasons I've gone into before. So this is off the album that I don't actually have on the computer. It is Another Day. This is the first song.
Get this out!
And so it goes. Some things were meant to be.
When I saw Dead Moon in Madrid, there was a bloke standing next to me. He was from the Basque Country. And they went off stage, and I was like, do you know what's going to happen now? They're going to come back out. They're going to play 5440 A Fight. They're going to play Dead Moon Night. And they're going to play It's Okay. And do you know what? They fucking did it. You could. I wish I was in Paddy Power that day. Could have set your watch to it. Amazing.
I don't know what odds you get on there.
54-40, I'd say.
Ah, this guy, he's made for radio. All right, Natalia, you've got the mic for some reason.
I have a face for radio.
I'm not really sure why I have the mic. I guess I could say something about something. Do we know what's coming up next? I could... The wind's
coming up. Willie, do you have something queued up?
It's a new moon tonight, isn't it?
That's right. It was a new moon this morning at 2:47 a.m. And
so the staff is complaining in the background.
The cycle of life.
It was a three moon night, wasn't it? Because
you can't get good stuff.
Melanie found a moon tarot card above the dresser.
That's spooky shit, man.
The moon tarot card is now at the bottom of the bottle with the candle in it, and the candle is lit, and the candle is still going, and we're still here. And we are keeping her lit. So,
Willie, have you decided on something?
Yeah, I think to Natalia's request, it's going to be the Rats again.
Oh, yeah, the Rats, Flash Dogs. I'd love to hear it. This is off a Rats LP. The Rats had a bunch of different drummers. I think like every album they did, they had a different drummer. And then they stopped. I think they like recorded an album and then like never came out and they got convinced to get back together for one more song with one more band. But I didn't take any notes like Cameron and I can't keep anything in my head.
This song is weird because it is.
I just know this in my head.
It's an organ or synthesizer or something on this one. It's pretty.
Oh, yeah. There's another lad on this. Every other song on the album just has Fred Tutti and the drummer whose name was Rod Rat, I think. And on the album, I love it. It's like Fred Cole is listed as Fred Cole. And it's like Fred Cole, T-Rat, Tutti Rat, and then Rod Rat. Why didn't he go by Fred Rat? What's that about?
Because he's Fred fucking Cole.
Because he's Fred fucking Cole.
Well, you can text your opinions in about that right now.
1-800-DEAD-MOON. Get your four set LP set.
Phone lines
on
are
this
open.
TV special.
Speaking of a four CD set,
oh, yeah.
Before Fred died, they were actually trying to crowdfund to do like a 300-page book and a double LP, all leather bound and everything. It was going to be like the Dead Moon anthology or the book, full of amazing stuff. Fred passed away, and I think the book is still going to happen. You could pre-order it. They had some special thing where maybe people were going to get a signed copy, but now that he's dead, they were saying, well, obviously you can't get a signed copy if you want your money back. That's all right, but we have something else as a surprise, so if you don't want your money back, you'll see what the surprise is. And do you know what? I just got told about this thing recently where if you get cremated, they can take your ashes and they can mix that in with the vinyl and they can put it into a record. So I wonder, is there going to be some limited edition Dead Moon records with actually fucking Fred's ashes in the thing?
You can put it into plectrums as well.
Really?
Yeah. Or probably a scratch board on a guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a cool theory.
I seen a lad on the internet the other day. He made a surfboard out of 10,000 ciggy butts.
First it was shoes. Now you're putting ashes in the shit, man. You guys are the fannest fans that ever fanned a fan, man.
That's some gothic shit, man. That's some dead. That's a dead moon night on your hands.
It's just
right
theories.
There.
It's just theories. Could turn into conspiracy.
They could turn it into ink, and maybe Tootie's going to sign it with his ashes. I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking a bit morbidly about it. What's it going to be? A fucking baseball card of him? I don't know. Fred Cole, his knickers? I don't know.
I know. You wouldn't really want those.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that would pay a lot
boxes
of money.
Of
a lot of aged
like
rock couples would pay a lot of money for that money. Shit.
Like non... like. A box of underwear, Fred Cole, from the 1992 tour in New Zealand that have never been washed.
Oh, man. The people would be queuing up for that shit.
Oh, man.
I know at least 10 people who would be punching each other in the head to be first in line.
All right, well, speaking of scaldiness,
I want to point out, like, I do not seem to know any... I didn't realize how much I knew about Dead Moon until... we got together to do this. I don't know anything about anything else as much as I know about this. I wouldn't regularly find out this much stuff about something.
It's great, isn't it?
Part of the weirdness of the band. And now we're weird.
You guys are well weird, man. Let's go.
All right, we're going to go to the Rats.
Woo! Flash Dogs.
Dogs on a parkway cruise. Hell fighters are stunning news. Born to live the outcast way. Kick that kick and you got to pay. But some of us are searching through. Cry for us, we bleed for you. Plain to me that it's only begun. Bye.
just turned me cold. But I guess you've been my weaker side. Resistance, God, how I try. But I got it bad, I must confess. To tell the truth, I've done my best. So keep me locked, poison, even with the lights on. Guess I might as well be dead. Oh, I've been a grave. Tried whiskey to ease your hands, made it worse, my life's a wreck. The pills I took to numb my pain only brought visits of you again. I put the noose around my neck, but the way I feel, I'll probably break. Love must be an evil curse, I tried to fight, it just gets worse. So treat me like poison, even with the lights on. Guess I might as well be dead. Oh, I'm in a grave. like an endless hell.